questions.
The shadow knew.
It was a hot day when he was introduced to the President of the United States. His friendly greeting, hot as hell, ain't it, Prez? His name?
With his mask and his theme song, he was known as...
Who was the girl in the film, 100 Men and a Girl? In what movie did irascible old Jimmy Cagney shove a grapefruit into his girlfriend's face?
And Mr. Grieg got into the popular music business with this effort. What was its latter-day title?
Nipper is a dog. Nipper is a little white dog. Who is Nipper?
Grandfather of the singing commercials was such advertising verse as this. Jim Dumps was the most unfriendly man who lived his life on the hermit plan. He never stopped for a friendly smile, but trudged along in his moody style till fill-in-the-blank was served to him. Since then, they call him Sonny Jim. So, fill-in-the-blank.
And what program did that introduce? Remember?
Reading time, 3 minutes, 27 seconds, or 12 minutes, 8 seconds, as the case might be. Accompanying each article in this popular publication was an advisory on what your reading time for the piece should be. What was this magazine which everyone tried to read a little faster than he should have?
Yes, Virginia, there really were a Mr. Bradley, a Mr. Voorhis, and a Mr. Day. And what company did they start?
Answers.
Hot as hell, ain't it, Prez? Said Mr. Babe Ruth to Mr. Calvin Coolidge. The flight of the bumblebee, in spite of a slight entomological inaccuracy, was the theme of the Green Hornet.
Deanna Durbin was the girl with the 100 men. Who, incidentally, were Leopold Stokowski and his orchestra. We don't know whether Leopold made it an even 100 or 101. I don't believe anyone ever counted. Jimmy Cagney, in Public Enemy, pushed the grapefruit into his girlfriend's face. After that, he wasn't too popular with her, either.
Edvard Grieg generously contributed the original melody to the song, which became known as Strange Music. Nipper, the little white RCA dog, is listening for his master's voice.
A serial known as Force changed Sonny Jim's whole way of life. There were lots of these verses. Another opus went like this. Jim Dumps would fume at cars so slow when from his work at night he'd go. When heavy dames stood on his corn, he'd curse the day that he was born. But now there's Force at home for him. No crowded cars daunt Sonny Jim.
As for the rooster, he was calling out to wake up America. Time to stump the experts of information, please. John Kieran, Franklin P. Adams, Oscar Levant, and assorted bright guests.
It was Liberty Magazine that was read by people who owned stopwatches.
Bradley, Voorhis, Day. The company, BVD. Questions. As a bullet seeks its target, day and night, great trains rush toward the Hudson River, sweep down its eastern bank for 150 miles, dive with a roar into the 2.5-mile tunnel that burrows beneath the glitter and swank of Park Avenue. And then, what weekly program had this Thomas Wolfish introduction?
Where would you find these four-legged literary creations? Critter, Bruce, and buff. When a gentleman expectorates, that's not news. But when it costs him $5,000, it is. Who made that news?
From the concert halls of Europe to the dance halls of America. Here's another one. Which one? In Argentina, it was known as El Choclo. On Tin Pan Alley,
pink toothbrush? Heaven forbid. But there was a way of fighting back. And what was that?
A congenial lady once advised her admirer on film that if he wanted her, all he had to do was whistle. It wasn't Lassie. Who was that lady?
In Spain, they said CC. But in American, when they said CCC, what did it mean?
And NRA. And further down the alphabet, how about WPA? Answers.
The trains were headed for Grand Central Station, gigantic stage on which were played 1,000 dramas daily.
Critter, Bruce, and Buff could be found at Sunnybank with their more well-known associate, Latidog.
Ted Williams, late of the Boston Red Sox, holds many records. One is for the most expensive spit in history. It cost him $5,000 for so expressing his opinion of some of his less ardent fans one damp day at the ballpark.
The ballad was Till the End of Time. The tango, Kiss of Fire. If you had a brush with pink toothbrush, you used Ipana.
Lauren Bacall was available when Humphrey Bogart whistled. The film, To Have and To Have Not. CCC, Civilian Conservation Corps, forerunner of the job and the peace.
NRA meant National Recovery Act or Administration. Take your pick. And WPA, Works Progress Administration. Not as many people thought. We putter around.
Questions. What program came on like this?
And which one like this?
If the penalty of leadership wasn't the most famous automobile ad of all time, this one was.
Somewhere west of Laramie, there's a bronco-busting, steer-open girl who knows what I'm talking about. She can tell what a sassy pony, that's a cross between greased lightning and the place where it hits, can do with 1,100 pounds of steel and action that's going high, wide, and handsome. There's the savor of links about that car, of laughter and lilt and light. A hint of old loves and saddle and quirt. Step into it when the hour grows dull, with things gone dead and stale. Then start for the land of real living, with the spirit of the lass who rides lean and rangy into the red horizon of the Wyoming twilight. Wow. What car?
Who was Two-Ton Tony?
I have a lady in the balcony.
$5 silver to that lady. On what show would you hear that racy dialogue?
The The melody lingers on and on and on. First a popular classic, it reappeared as a classical pop. Name it.
And Atwater Kent. Now, what was that? How about Pepsin?
And what famous lady commentator made this famous air fluff? A lot of things you're supposed to eat you just don't like, especially children.
Columbia, the gem of the ocean, launched each stirring episode in the life of whom?
Answers. The program that came on like gangbusters. Was gangbusters.
The Wheel of Fortune. Round and round she goes, and where she stops, nobody knows. Thus spake venerable Major Bowes of the original Amateur Hour.
Somewhere west of Laramie, and plenty of places east of it, people rushed out to buy themselves a 10-gallon hat and a Jordan Playboy automobile.
2-ton Tony Galento was, as you might suppose, a heavyweight. Dr. IQ gave money to ladies in the balcony. The song retread was... This is the story of a starry night.
If you owned an Atwater Kent, you owned the finest in radios. Pepsin. No, it wasn't the Alka-Seltzer of its day. It was chewing gum.
Mary Margaret McBride advised against a diet of children. Columbia, the gem of the ocean, etc., etc., meant Don Winslow of the Navy, etc., etc., etc.
Questions. Who was this leading character in a long-run Broadway success? He enters, looks around, and makes the following announcement.
I may vomit.
Still in the theater, who was the Honorable Alexander Throttlebottom?
Week after week, he would open the hall closet and... Whose closet?
Enter Mr. Tchaikovsky again. With what song this time? Her initials, LL. Her name, Lorelei Lee. Her claim to fame.
Following that over the air was a half hour of violence. What was it called?
Said Mr. Marconi to this better-known radio personality, listen, they're playing our sound. Who was the other gentleman?
Who said reassuringly, you press the button and we do the rest?
Another of our public domain top 100 hits. It's all yours.
One alert advertising agency outdid itself by creating the all too familiar name of a common ailment which its client's product cured. What ailment?
Answers?
It was the man who came to dinner who didn't feel like eating.
Of the Isings, Alexander Throttlebottom, the Vice President of the United States, was so vital a cog in the machinery of government that when he accidentally blundered into a cabinet meeting, they mistook him for a waiter.
Wistful Vista's Fibber McGee's Hall Closet was one of the leading radio stars of its day. The song, Our Love, by Peter Ilyich Tchaikovsky and others. Lorelei Lee was the blonde whom gentlemen preferred.
Following this came the FBI in Peace and War, following just about everybody. Marconi invented the wireless, and on Sunday nights, Walter Winchell took it over. After you pressed the button, the Kodak people did the rest.
The song on the PD hit parade? The lamp is low, with a low bow to Monsieur Maurice Ravel.
Nothing glamorous about itching, burning feet, even though their client's product cured the complaint. So the inventive ad agency ran the problem around the track a few times and came up with a name for the ailment that was worthy of the cure. Thank you, Madison Avenue, for Athlete's Foot. Questions.
Then there was the composer who, long after he died, found that he'd written a successful Broadway musical. This was one of the tunes. Theatergoers?
As the film ended, the kid threw a wreath of flowers into the ocean in memory of his buddy. It grabbed you right here. What film? The spine-tingling show that followed this opening.
What made you wonder where the yellow went?
Theme for a serial sponsored by a serial. Who was the hero?
Was King Kong the baseball player?
Put on your thinking cap. Who were Cynthia, Bobby, Joel, Gerard et al.?
In what motion picture did Garbo play Gruzinskaya, the dancer?
The weed of crime bears bitter fruit. Who phrased that noble sentiment? It's that time! What time?
Answers?
The composer, Borodin. Show, Kismet. The song, Stranger in Paradise.
In honor of his pal, Spencer Tracy, who had taken the deep six a reel or so earlier, Freddie Bartholomew threw in the flowers in Captain's Courageous. Like we said, it really grabbed you.
Valstriest. Better known as the theme for I Love a Mystery. You wondered where the yellow went if you brushed your teeth with Pepsodent.
When it's roundup time in Texas, Eastern Translation, when it's Ralston time at breakfast, the show and the hero, Tom Mix.
King Kong Keller worked for the Yankees and played alongside the great DiMaggio.
The junior information please of its day was, were the Quiz Kids.
Garbo had a private room and grand hotel.
The weed of crime bears bitter fruit. Crime doesn't pay. Knew? Who knew? The shadow knew. 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 The shadow knew.